I was having a shower and I thought about what I could give up for Lent, and I thought, no, I could take something up. And then one thing led to another, and I ended up thinking about what I could do for as part of my work, which is to sort of get the children outside playing the way I used to. And March to Work was born.
Right, tell me about your first day. How did you get to work that day?
It was a space hopper, and it was probably the most grueling 2 hours of my life.
Is that how long it took you?
Yeah, something like that. I think so. Sort of time becomes abstract when you get to that long on a space hopper.
So every morning, how far have you been travelling?
It's 3 kilometres, so over 1.5 miles, something like that, yeah.
And what's your route?
From Onken, just behind the co-op in Onken, and then straight along past the grandstand and past St Ninian's, St Mary's School, and into the Children's Centre on Woodburn Road.
So tell me about some more of the more memorable ones.
I can tell you my favourite one, without a doubt, was definitely on a skateboard. I've never been able to skateboard in the 32 years I've been on this planet. And after 2 kilometres of doing it, I finally actually mastered it, which was quite nice. I could actually stand up on it, which was quite a feat. I was quite happy with that one. But some of the other ones... We did a three-legged one the other day, which ended up being 5 of us tied together, which becomes particularly hard when the pavement starts to narrow and sidestepping isn't an option. The logistics of it just don't add up. But yeah, a few other ones. The hobby horse was a particularly good one as well, as I was followed by my friend Chris, who followed me with 2 coconuts, just banging them together. So yes, yeah, we've done some good ones. Been good.
And what's been the toughest?
Space hopper physically was very hard. And so was the stilts, just because of the sheer weight of them. It was like having a toddler on each arm and trying to lift them up repeatedly for the full duration, yeah.
People will be passing you every morning, some of them wondering what you're up to.
Yeah, well, we passed some workmen at Governor's Bridge, and the first day I went in and I was on the space hopper, and they just must have thought I was off my trolley. And every day, but now it's getting to the point now where they cheer or groan depending on what I'm doing as I go past. But yeah, they were great. They've given us a whip round, and they even donated some money to the cause. But yeah, get a few beeps and stuff from the regulars.
That's good. Is it nice to have everyone support?
Yeah, it's great, to be honest. And especially the kids at St Mary's School. The head teacher there, Mr Short, has been fantastic. He's had the kids out every time I've been going past. So sometimes they've missed a little bit of lessons, or they've come out especially for it. And just when you get to that point and you're absolutely physically drained from whatever it is that you're doing, and then you've got like hundreds of children there just cheering you on, suddenly it just gives you that boost and stuff. And, you know, you've got to realise they're the reason that I'm doing it in the first place. So
just over halfway through, you looking forward to the rest of the month?
Some more than others, I think. I went to the dentist the other day and he gave me a pogo stick, and so the challenge has been thrown down now to do a pogo stick into work, which is going to be quite a feat, I reckon. So yeah, I mean, that one perhaps not so much, but some of the other ones a bit easier, I think. But I'm quite looking forward to trying to ride on a child's go-kart.
I was going to say, what else have you got coming up this week?
I try to remember, to be honest. I can't even remember myself.
Let's have a look on the list here. Right, arms out pretending to be a plane. That was today, wasn't
Yeah, that
it?
Was today. There's quite a good video of that one, actually. If you go onto iomplay.com, there's a little review on there every day of what I'm doing and stuff. But we got quite a funny video of coming in like that.
Tomorrow's one could drive people mad. Apparently you're rattling a stick on all walls and fences.
Yeah, we might be changing, actually, because I've got a few friends who want to come and join me. They've got a couple of days off work and they'd like to do the leapfrog. So tomorrow we may be leapfrogging in about 5 or 6 of us in a constant line all the way.
So loads of this is stuff you probably haven't done since you were a kid yourself.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think, and this is why I'm doing it in the first place. It's just to highlight the need for kids to get outside and play. You know, we need safer routes for play spaces and to get to schools, and it's frustrating to see so few people and young people and children actually walking to school. We're being joined by some young ones right now. but you know, kids don't get outside and they don't play as much as they used to, and it's a real shame, and it's, you know, it's damaging, because, you know, we are designed as children and adolescents to get outside and play, and it's important that we do.
Have you got a grand finale for the last day of the month?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward for the last day, actually, because I'm getting together a few of my friends and a few of my work colleagues, and they're going to be giving me a piggyback in. So physically drained as I will be, I'll be being carted in myself on the last day. So that'll be quite nice, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like you're definitely going to deserve that. So again, tell me more about the funds you're raising. Where are they going?
Yeah, well, it wasn't designed initially as a fundraiser, but we've got given so many... donations along the way from pedestrians and other road users that we're putting the funds towards the children's centre's play department, which is where I work anyway. So
I wish you all the best for the rest of the month.
Okay, thank you very much.